The Third Angel of Spirituality by Moses Lushiku of Dominican Republic Congo 33. I have a great and indescribable joy, for we are discovering the benefits of high spirituality. Previously in this apocalyptic vision, the angel of the Lord made it clear to me that a proportion of my members had missed the rapture because of low spirituality. Given the sound doctrine and prophetic teaching that I fed them with, I was in dismay, and these people could not believe that they have missed the rapture and they were left behind. They were saying, "This is not happening to us. Please, Lord, let this be just a dream." They could not accept that they were left behind, and when I woke up from this end times vision, I glorified the Lord, because this was just a vision. Nonetheless, it is thanks to this vision that we got this message about spirituality, and it is thanks to this angelic teaching about spirituality that we are already preparing ourselves for the return of the Lord Jesus, as all the secrets about the preparation of the church for the rapture are being revealed to us. Brother in the Lord, this issue of the rapture is a big deal. Therefore, let me review the previous point that we had covered about the revelation of the first and second angels of spirituality. Basically, the first angel of spirituality waits for God's children to make themselves sacred by consecrating and dedicating themselves and setting themselves apart. In this way, God's children will develop their spiritual senses and functions. The second angel of spirituality waits for God's children to develop the strength that will enable them to bear the temptation, so that they would become superior to the tempter. Temptation is suffering, and the body must endure trials, tribulations, testings, and temptations. Acts 14:22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God." Now I will talk about the message of the third angel of spirituality. I know that the world is impatient. I am also impatient to deliver the revelation. When the third angel began to speak, I remember many things. The angels of spirituality are waiting for God's children to develop their spiritual faculties, and it's all about availability. I will begin now the message of the angel of the Lord. I want to do a raw and literal reading of everything the angel said, and then we shall develop this reality that tells us in a panoramic way how to prepare ourselves for the rapture. When the third angel began to speak, he started with an exclamatory remark. He said, "O sons and daughters of men, this is a great day for us to finally have the opportunity to express ourselves after so many millennia of years." Brother, I wondered how could the angel say it is a great day for them to express themselves after so many millennia of years. Does it mean that it has been millennia of years that these angels have not spoken, and why is that so? We shall come back to that. The angel of the Lord said, "We have waited so long for this moment where our task is supposed to begin." When the angel spoke that way, I wondered, what is that work? And has that work not yet started all these centuries? The angel of the Lord said, "We angels are servants created for service. However, the objects of our service, the humans, do not allow us to operate and serve." The word of the angel was so strong that my whole physical being started shaking. The angel said they were made in order to serve God, but the children of God who are the objects of their service do not allow them to operate. I came to understand that the service of angels to the Lord is narrowly bound to God's children. They work with us and in us. This is their operation, and this is an issue of operation. The angel of the Lord said, "Spirituality is when God's children rise in dimension." People talk about dimensions, but what kind of dimension was the angel talking about? In the world, those other dimensions are philosophies, metaphysics, and otherworldly spiritisms that talk about realms and portals. However, the angel of the Lord said, "God's children rise in the spiritual dimension when their faculties move from human and ordinary usage to spiritual usage, for the purpose of the edification of the church." When your faculty is no longer for ordinary and human use, they are no longer yours, they become of spiritual usage. This is when the human faculty become the spiritual instrument serving for the edification of the church, and that is where your spirituality begins and you are in a new dimension. It is at this point that men's natural functions become supernatural beyond the ordinary nature. The human natural function is rendered dead through mortification. The human nature is also rendered dead through charisma. Brother, I remember how the first angel defined the word charisma. According to the angel of the Lord, charisma is when God's children are tempted, when they have desires and when they have needs, but they are able to restrain themselves. It is when God's children restrict themselves. Charisma is when God's people are able to abstain from things they used to do. The angel of the Lord said that charisma is a lifestyle of abstinence, restraint and separation. It is the practice of restraining oneself from indulging in something one is attached to, typically alcohol, gluttony, gambling, smoking or sex. Charisma is self-denial. God's children still have the baser instincts and inclinations, indulging, but it is when they refrain and deny themselves from indulging in the demands of the flesh that they become charismatic. You are charismatic when you overcome the demands and impulses of the flesh, as a result of consecration, sanctification, and devotion. Abstinence was the angel's definition of charisma. The third angel said, "Mortification means offering oneself in sacrifice, and mortification kills the lower human and Adamic nature. Likewise, charisma also kills the nature, and that's where spirituality begins. As a result, God's children's functions and faculties benefit from this lifestyle. Many of God's children used to indulge themselves in vices like smoking, drinking, and sex. They had addictions in their old lives before. However, when you come to Christ, deprivation and self-denial must prevail, and we deprive ourselves from the desire and inclination of the flesh. This simply means we suffer in the body. As a consequence, our functions and faculties reach a new dimension. This happens when our body suffers in self-sacrifice, self-denial, and abstinence. Brother, it is noble to suffer in the flesh in order to get our functions to reach the new dimension. It is good for our human faculties to progress from the ordinary usage to the spiritual usage. We got to choose between gratifying our desires and remaining ordinary and mundane, or crucifying our desires so that our functions can reach a new dimension of spirituality. We either get the body to suffer through abstinence and consecration to reach the new dimension of spirituality and become sacred, or we indulge ourselves in the addiction and desire of the flesh and remain carnal and ordinary. The Lord wants our functions to become spiritual for the edification of the church. The Lord wants us to reach a new dimension through the mortification of the flesh and abstinence, so that He can use our functions. The functions of God's children must leave ordinary usage to spiritual usage for the edification of the church. The spiritual man is the man who edifies God's children, and in order to be able to edify God's children, you got to reach the new dimension by sharpening your function through mortification of the flesh and suffering. God's children reach charisma through abstinence, mortification, self-denial, and self-control by killing the human and Adamic nature and letting the spiritual senses to take over. The angel of the Lord said, "When your functions and faculties have developed beyond human and natural use and have become spiritual, you are enabled to see the spiritual reality hidden behind the natural order. You can discover the true spiritual state of yourselves. You are able to look at yourselves through the eyes of the Spirit. Through spiritual vision, you discover what you could not see through natural eyes. You got to look at the natural through the spiritual eyes." The angel of the Lord said, "When you have reached this stage, when you have changed the usage of your function from ordinary use to spiritual use for edification, your designer will start using you, and then you become an instrument. That way you are no longer regarded as human but as an instrument of God. Then the Lord will begin to use you so that you can fulfill the reason for which you were designed. When you reach the level where God begins to use you to fulfill the reason for which you were made, you have definitely reached high spirituality, for every human being with his/her faculties is designed for a purpose. Today God is not using His children because they lack spirituality and their functions are still natural. They have failed to go through charisma and mortification and they are still natural and carnal. Their faculties are given over to the use of mundane, banal, carnal, sensual, and worldly things. They are egocentric, self-seeking, and self-serving. The angel of the Lord told me, high spirituality is so high because you have reached a stage of consecration and abstinence where you become the mouthpiece of God, and God speaks through you. This is where spiritual gifts and ministries are activated, for your lower human nature is dead and your functions are activated and spiritualized to operate in a new dimension. I came to understand that high spirituality is needed to be able to serve the brethren with divine and spiritual ministries and giftings. Brother and sisters, when you mortify your human and Adamic nature and when you practice abstinence, you rise in the spiritual and new Adamic, Christ nature, dimension, and God will begin to use you in ministries and giftings. Thanks to this angelic visitation, I came to understand why today we do not have many ministries and giftings of the Spirit that are authentic. It is because the so-called holders of the ministries and giftings are failing to understand that we got to come out of the natural and the ordinary, and we got to become charismaticized, spiritualized, and divinized in our functions, faculties, and senses. You cannot claim to be in the ministry while indulging in the desires of the flesh and addiction. This means that spirituality is not there, for high spirituality is a result of mortification and abstinence. This explains why the spiritual level is low in many of today's ministries of teaching and giftings. We have not reached high spirituality unless we have crucified the flesh through mortification, and we are supposed to deprive the body through abstinence. The angel of the Lord said, "When the Almighty begins to use your spiritual functions, your humanity has become an instrument in God's hands. As a result, you become a dispenser of the graces and mysteries of God. Ephesians 3:2 If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward. Brother, there is a lifestyle that activates high spirituality, spiritual giftings, and ministries. It is thanks to that lifestyle of consecration that we become instruments of God. The gifts and the ministries are not external elements, they are internal. They are released through a lifestyle of consecration, dedication, and separation. We need a life of mortification and abstinence. The angel of the Lord said, "Whoever has not gone through this process, he still has a crude and raw body, and when God's children are crude, the angels of spirituality who are servants of God would not be able to operate in them. It is imperative for God's children to be crushed and be crucified in the flesh in order to become for them to be sensitive to the spirit world." The angel said that we must become sacred through devotion, consecration and dedication, to enable the Lord to kill our humanity and our corrupt nature. The angel of the Lord made it clear that when we first came to Christ, we were still crude and raw. Thus our bodies must be mortified and crucified, otherwise, we will not progress spiritually and we will not be able to rise to rapture at the sound of the trumpet. This process of crucifixion of the flesh is painful. I mean, we must endure suffering in the body so that this raw and crude body of ours will be put to death. The Lord will not use those who are crude and raw, only those who are crushed in the pain of mortification and abstinence. When we are crude and raw, our spiritual functions are obsolete and dormant, and we cannot be God's instruments. We are human beings and humanity must die in us so that our functions can be used by the Lord. That way we become instruments, for we have crucified the human and Adamic nature with all its earthly, worldly, carnal, sensual desires, cravings and inclinations, and have activated, charismaticized, spiritualized and divinized the human functions to operate in the spiritual, prophetic and divine dimension. Let us ponder the word of the angel of the Lord, for he said they have waited for millennia to talk about these things. When we look at the Old Covenant, we see the high priest offering animals to the Lord instead of offering themselves. Whole generations over many centuries were given over to the practice and mentality of offering animals instead of offering themselves as living sacrifices. This is the reason for the change in the New Testament sacrifices. Thus the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12:1-2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God." People were crude and raw, they were not offering themselves in sacrifice but they were offering animals, and it took time for people to understand that we are the offering and we are the sacrifice that God wants. We must carry the cross to the altar and we must die on the altar. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:1-12, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. 6. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. 7. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. 9. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.